to the WOA FM 99 radio show, episode 3 of season 20, and another great In Conversation episode. I must tell you that the In Conversation episodes are my favorites, okay? Aside from the fans getting to know the artists that I'm talking to, I get to know the artists a little better, you know, and then the music that I've been listening to and kind of compiling for the show with my team, I kind of understand that song even more, you know, after I've talked to the artist. So I'm very excited to announce that today we've got an amazing musician called Susan Vesna. Now, this is a jazz song that we're going to be introducing by Susan Vesna, but after talking to her, I've realized that she does jazz, she does blues, she even does EDM and hip-hop, you know, so it's amazing. So stick around in the middle of the show. We've got Susan Vesna joining me. And without further ado, let me get on with our certified indie songs of the week. We kick off with Elise Harvey singing a song written by Geeta Prey. And the song is called I Dare to Be Free. Now, this is more top 40-ish, you know, pop-sounding song that... that is worthy of being on commercial radio. Not that I'm a big commercial radio fan, but this is that kind of genre. And I think it's a great song to kick the show off with, you know, to bring in more listeners who are so used or so conditioned to listening to top 40 music that they need to start opening up their minds to other genres of music, which we also introduce on the show today. So after Elise Harvey, we've got an artist called Slow L. Okay, and the song is called White Bikini, That Girl. And this is truly an awesome song. I mean, it's so much fun to listen to. And it's hip-hop, proper hip-hop. It's not R&B. I think it's more fun. So I think in the urban genres, you would call this hip-hop. So Slow L with White Bikini, That Girl comes in at number 2. Followed by Peter Casas with On the Other Side. Now, this is falls more in the pop genre. And another great song, and I'm hoping to hear more stuff by Peter Casas because he sounds like an artist that probably does, you know, a varied mix of genres. So I'm hoping to hear some more music by Peter Casas. After Peter Casas, we've got Alan Goldberg doing a jazz rendition of After Party. Now, this is proper jazz that I listen to, and I was just really, really happy to get... this hardcore, really, you know, amazing instrumental jazz that literally the kind of music I just love having in the background. And so I think Alan Goldberg is, aside from being the composer, I think he is the instrumentalist on this song. So Alan Goldberg, write into us, let us know more about After Party. We really like the song and hoping to hear more music from your album. I hope you enjoy Alan Goldberg as much as I've enjoyed listening to this song. But really good stuff, really high-end production, each and every song today, just fantastic. I'm just amazed at the level of production that independent musicians are now achieving and giving a run to the major label crap that's coming out. Okay. And then, of course, we have our In Conversation episode, Susan Vesna talking to me, and then we feature her song, Image of Your Face. Now, Image of Your Face is also featured on the Goa Chill Out Zone Volume 10, which is now available for pre-order on iTunes, Amazon, all of that stuff. Also, you can pre-save it on Spotify, you know, all that kind of stuff. This is our 10th anniversary edition. And we have some of the best musicians, chill out, easy listening genre artists on that album. And Susan Vesna is on that album with Image of Your Face. Well, after Susan Vesna and Image of Your Face, the beautiful jazz single, we've got one of my new favorite artists. I should say old favorite artists, because I've been listening to this artist for a while now. And it's Nescora with his song Shelter Me. Now, this song was written specifically... about the George Floyd case, and a lot of artists have been writing songs about this massive thing that has happened, and this song particularly just is truly an amazing track. Okay, it's called Shelter Me by Nescora, and every song by this artist is just up there. You know, I do a lot of live concerts, which is why I don't like going out to live concerts of other artists. I'd rather have other people come to watch my live concerts. But there are very few artists that I would actually buy a ticket and go watch live. And Nescora is one of those artists. I'd go watch him live. Just fantastic music. After Nescora, we've got Accidental Martyr with Deep End. Now, Deep End, this single by Accidental Martyr, hit the top 20 in America on the iTunes alternative charts, okay? It literally got into the alternative top 40 and hit number 22 in America. Now, this is no small feat for any artist, okay? This is just, and for an independent artist to get there with all the big named acts like Imagine Dragons and all those guys, this song came in at number 22 and it's now making a buzz on the UK charts, and we have our fingers crossed he breaks into the top 100 in the UK. Best of luck to Accidental Martyr. And after Deep End by Accidental Martyr, the top 20 single by this Canadian artist, we've got Clark Ford, one of my favorite country songwriters, okay, and this is a song called In Your Eyes. Now, Clark has just released a brand new album and he's got his best country songs. It's like a compilation of his best country music on it, and In Your Eyes is one of his newer country songs that is in that album. And Clark is going to be joining me in the studio very soon, in a couple of weeks, so please do stay tuned for that interview. It's going to be great fun, and it's country music, one of my most absolute favorite genres, okay? I mean, my music gets inspired listening to country songs, so when I talk to a country artist, you know, someone who writes country music, I get very excited. But to be fair, Clark actually writes jazz, and he's got a jazz album coming out, pop, rock, all these different kinds of things. But I think his strength is country for sure. Number 9 is The Key Rocks, who was with me in conversation last week. This is his song again, Falling to Ground, one of my favorite songs of season 20. This is just a guy with a guitar sitting in his kitchen recording a song. So just goes to show you can record some amazing music anywhere, as long as you have the will to do it. And The Key Rocks, Kevin Murphy's the guy behind The Key Rocks. And if you missed out on that interview, please do go to Spotify, Apple, Audible, and Podbean.com, WOATV.podbean.com, and check out our past episodes. So last week was The Key Rocks, and before that was Accidental Martyr. Well, after Key Rocks, last but not least, is another artist who is my friend now, and I've made his music video that hit the top charts on VH1, you know, the VH1 hit list, as they call it. So that music video was filmed in Goa and in Canada. And this video is, you know, it plays every year during Christmas time. But the funny thing is, the song is not a Christmas song. It's just basically a happy song about a kid loving music and then getting his first guitar on Christmas Day. But it doesn't have to be a Christmas song. So we're going to play that song as our final song today, because I'm in the mood to get a new guitar. So a guitar beneath the tree. I'm just kidding. I've got too many guitars anyways. I hope you enjoyed the show, guys. And I'll see you again very soon. Next week, we've got another great artist joining me in the studio next week called Storm. So stick around for that and enjoy the show. I'll see you soon. Ciao.
Tell me that you don't want to see me, because I don't want to see you anymore. Tell me that you don't want to know me, because I don't think I know you at all. And if you think you'll see me on my knees begging for you, dream on, dream again. Who is kidding? Who I dare to be free? Because it's my life. There's nothing in this world that you could do to break me. Just one life. I know my own worth and I choose where I should be. So watch me, watch me. Ooh, I dare to be free. Making it right with the sweet ones. No sweet ones don't mean much anymore. Tell me that you don't wanna hear that, 'cause I don't wanna be that no more. So take your egotistic selfish deeds and your bleeding lies. Listen up, 'cause I found the good in goodbye. I dare to be free.
cruising at the beach in Waikiki.
I was cruising at the beach down in Waikiki when I saw this little thing look so amazing to me. Her hair was short and curly, she's been working on a tan. Bernard de Montop with the cream linen pants. Her heels showed off the bottom, she carries herself with class. She walked up to the sand and slowly removed the bag. I watched her from a distance as she laid her towel down. She slid that linen off and all the boys went wild. Oh, that girl in that white bikini. Oh God, that white bikini. That girl in that white bikini. Let me help you take that off. That girl. That girl. That girl. I took another trip down to the opposite shore. They had these type of girls I never seen before. These girls are naturally beautiful, don't need no type of gimmicks. Flowers in their hair and all the curves that came with it. So I turned my volume up as I strolled up on the scene. Don't need that much attention, just enough to get me seen. Their hands dropped to the shoulders, some were honey coated. They can tell by the base that I'm looking and I want it. I'm cool, step out my whip, SLT and rubber slippers. Sat down on the hood, I'm needing one and I'ma get her. Then she strolled by, I'm conversating with my man. She had a top like, oh, and a bottom like, damn. That girl in that white bikini. Oh God, that white bikini. That girl in that white bikini. Let me help you take that off. That girl. That girl. That girl. That girl in that white bikini. Oh God, that white bikini. That girl in that white bikini. Let me help you take that off. Get yourself a white bikini. Throw a silk sarong around those hips and walk them through the city. Have them yearning for your lust, keep them craving for your love. Got them panting at the stoplight, and when they see you in the club, it'll be that girl in that white bikini. Oh God, that white bikini. That girl in that white bikini. Let me help you take that off. That girl. That girl. That girl. That girl in that white bikini. Oh God, that white bikini. That girl in that white bikini. Let me help you take that off. That girl. That girl. That girl.
It's your time to shine. Go to the beach and have some fun. Don't worry about what they thinking. This is your time. And I ain't trying to peach. I just saw some in you.
Waiting for you on the other side. Can we go through? I don't wanna hide. The more you're trying, you on the other side.
today I've got a very special guest on the show, and it's this amazing jazz singer. And we played Susan on our show before, and she's scheduled to be on our WOA TV show very soon with this amazing music video. So that's how we got to know this amazing artist called Susan Vesna. Susan, how are you doing?
I'm great, Oliver. How are you?
I'm good. So, Susan, you know, we've never had you on our show before. So a lot of the listeners, you know, they're used to, you know, artists that we have introduced to the show before, and they hear their different material, you know, the new song. So let's introduce you to all our listeners around the world. Tell us more about who Susan Vesna is, where you come from, how'd you get into your genre of music, everything.
Okay, I'll try to make it as short as possible.
Okay.
I've been on this planet for many decades, and I grew up in Seattle, Washington, actually. And I was a child piano prodigy at the age of 4.
Amazing.
I was playing with the Seattle Symphony at the age of 8. Wow. I built my own harpsichord when I was in junior high school. I played 17 different instruments. I've been in Vegas show bands, I've country bands. I had a rock opera company, and probably, three decades touring. But then I decided to get a real job, and I worked for the United States federal government until I retired. And then I restarted my music career.
Amazing.
And I went in as an indie artist, and started back in 2011 and started writing, and I haven't stopped since.
That's fantastic. So we're basically talking to a federal agent.
Yes, you are, actually.
Excellent. That's fantastic. So, Susan, you talk about being in Vegas bands and rock and stuff like that, but your music is very, very, you know, big band jazz, kind of vocal jazz and stuff like that. So have you always done jazz, or you just have done various genres and decided to go into jazz?
Well, actually, I write in all different styles.
Okay.
I have written classical. I have a whole CD out that's EDM.
Wow.
I also write country. There's nothing that stopped me. In fact, one of my last ones that I did was a hip-hop tribute to George Floyd. It's called 8 Minutes 46 Seconds, and I also have a video out on that one as well.
Uh-huh.
And that's a totally different style and genre for me. But I like to dabble in everything because, as I mentioned to you before, I'm classically trained, so I do know how everything fits together, and I just like to create. I just sit down, and what comes out, if I like it, I'll expand on it, no matter what it is.
That's amazing. That's amazing. You know, speaking about, you know, this song about George Floyd and stuff like that, we've got another artist with us called Nescora, and he does, like, rock and stuff like that, and he's written the song. Also, he was also very impacted by what happened, you know, with George Floyd. And he's written a song about that. The song is I Can't Breathe. That's what he wrote. And also, I would love to have that other song of yours on the show. So please do send that over. I'm sure the listeners would love to hear your other material.
Oh, I'll definitely do that. That's not a problem.
Excellent.
Yes.
So, Susan, your song that I really like is called Image of Your Face. All right.
Yes.
And so this is on an album, you told me, called Choices.
Correct. That one was released in the fall of last year, I think September, and that is my fifth album.
Okay.
And it is, all the tunes on there are what I have written in this COVID era.
Uh-huh.
And there's Choices, which is the main song on the album, is the choices that we make in our lives. Image of Your Face is about trying to meet somebody new during this pandemic and not being able to, so you just look at pictures or through emails or whatever. There's another one that's called All I Need. It's called To Be Touched, which is all we need is to be touched. And in this very COVID environment, we need the human touch. And so there's a lot of timely songs that are kind of COVID-based on my last one, Choices.
Wow. You know, I had no idea. See, this is so good. When we have artists coming in on the interviews, we get to know so much about an album that we just kind of listen to in the general way, and then you kind of get to know the deeper meanings of all the material that you're writing, which is so fantastic. So we gotta get some of those songs on the show, Susan. We gotta let people listen to that material. So are all the songs in the jazz genre?
Okay.
No, there's different. There's various different ones. I do adult contemporary pop. I do country. I do the jazz. And the Image of Your Face was kind of a retro Brazilian Latin type jazz.
Yeah,
that's
I like
the style
that.
I wanted to go for. Yeah. And then, like I said, 846 is on that one as well, and that's a hip hop version. So it's just kind of eclectic mix, basically.
Wow. Okay. You know what? We're gonna put those links out for people to go check it out on Spotify and things like that, because this album sounds very interesting to me, and I think WOA should really push this album because we know that we've got your video coming up on our TV show soon. So tell me more about the music video. Let's get people excited about the music video that's going to be up on the WOA TV show very soon. So what was the concept of that music video, as in what did you think about when you came up with that video?
Okay, well, the concept is the fact, number one, that we can't really have physical contact in COVID. And
right.
And there are people out there that are looking to hook up with new partners or new lovers or whatever, and they're alone and they want a connection. And I am a very progressive individual. Like I said, I've been around for decades. I've seen it all. I've marched way back when, and I'm seeing history repeat itself again.
Yeah.
And what really strikes me is the fact that we're still just as prejudiced today as we were 50 years ago. So what I wanted to do in Image of Your Face was to show everything under the sun. I have interracial couples. I have gay men. I have lesbian women. I have old, the mature age people.
Cool.
I've got different faiths. Every concept that and interracial as well. I wanted to include in this video, so
right.
That's why. When you watch it and when you see it, it's not just strictly based on one type of what society expects.
Got
I wanted
it.
To include everyone. And everyone else that has listened to it has really said this is timely, this is what our world is today, and
correct.
Just keep going, girl.
My fingers are crossed for this, not just this video, but the song being even more successful, because it does need to get to more people, I think. It's a fantastic song,
yeah.
But I'm really looking forward to listening to Choices and 824. Is that what you call it? 824.
No, it's 846.
846. Oh my God, that makes it even more scary. You know, when you think about the concept of what that song is, it just saddens you.
Yeah, that was the time it took for him to pass away underneath the knee of the police officer.
That
so that's why I titled it that way, and it's a pretty moving video. Again, it's both the video and the song.
I had no idea you had a video for 846.
I do.
Oh, well, we need to see that video, so please do send over those links, okay? We'd love to have that considered for the show. So, Susan, what are you working on now? Are you working on anything new?
I have some things in the works. I just did a blues tune called If You Only Knew.
Oh.
And I currently am in a blues band in
really?
The Pacific Northwest in the United States called Sweet Bay Blues.
Okay.
And now things are opening up a little bit. We're going to start playing live again, so it'll be really nice to be out there and play in front of audiences.
Amazing.
But I'm kind of in a transition right now from solitary composing to actually getting back out there and performing live.
So in the blues band, I want to back up to the blues because in case you didn't know, my last blues album a couple of months ago hit the Billboard charts on the blues charts and was number one in America for 14 days. Number one.
Nice.
The blues. Yeah. So when you talk about blues, I had no idea you do blues. So we gotta listen to your blues, babe. It's
okay.
Amazing.
In fact, next week the band's getting together, so I will I'll make sure I record it and I'll send you a couple.
Please do. Yeah. And I would love to talk to your band as well, because when it comes to blues, I'm collaborating with a lot of blues artists. Now the last album that I did. I have a lot of friends in the Grammy scene, you know, and they all wanted to get together with me for this album called Devil Is Back. So I brought them in, and it just added this new dimension to my songs. So instead of, I'm always making music as a three-piece, you know, I do all the guitars,
yes.
And I've got a bass player and a drummer, and that's all we do.
Right.
And then we brought in all these musicians. We brought in trumpets, saxophones, harmonica, of loads and loads of backing voices. What do you know? The next thing I know, I'm in the top 10 in America on the Billboard charts. So I love collaborating now. It's a winning formula.
Nice.
And I'd love to listen to you guys. Maybe we can work together.
Absolutely. And I got to tell you something, Oliver.
Yes.
The blues band that I was with, I had heard them play a couple times, and the one thing that was missing was keyboards. And uh-huh. I'm a mean Hammond B3 player. And I said, you need a keyboard player in there.
Yes.
And I tell you, it changed the tune of the whole band.
Yes.
And it's fun to be able to add the keys, because if you don't have a good keyboard player or an organist back behind you when you're doing blues, you're really missing something.
Yeah, I think it adds this bed, you know, to the background. It just fills up the sound, I think, especially if you don't have a lot of guitar players in the band. I think the organ just kind of gives it that old school feel that I think really sounds amazing. It's fantastic, Susan. I'm really glad we connected. you never know who you meet, you know, on these interviews, and then you just boom, you never know. We're going to be working together. Who knows? Fingers crossed.
That's right. Well, I look forward to talking to you more. And actually, I'm going to be on the continent in May. I have a house in Croatia, and I'm going to be there for 10 weeks. So you're going to be pretty close. I usually fly through London.
Excellent. We got to catch up. But that brings me to my next question. Do you do a lot of tours?
Not anymore.
Okay.
Not since COVID hit. But no, I'd like to, but we'll have to see what happens. I'm available to do that. I don't have any encumbrances or whatever.
The reason I ask is because we organize this thing called the WOA Summer Festival, Summer Tour in the UK. And it happens every year, except obviously 2020 when COVID hit.
Right.
So that is something else that we would love to look at you with your blues band or solo or whatever, you know, joining the whole ensemble of different artists that come over. We get a lot of, well, most of the artists that come over are from America and of course the UK and other parts of the world. So if you are into the touring scene, you gotta talk to the team to kind of consider you coming in on tour, especially if you're going to be in the continent.
I think that would be great. Any opportunity to get the music out there for people to listen to, because music makes the world go round, as you well know.
Absolutely. So, Susan, before you go, do you want to tell all our fans where they can find your music, you know, websites, social media? Do you want to plug in all your links?
Okay, I'll plug in my links, but if you really want to hear my entire catalog,
yes.
I think the best place to go would be SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.com/SusanVesna.
But I am on Spotify, I'm on Django, I'm on Amazon Music, iTunes, I'm everywhere.
Fantastic. And also, I would like to tell all our listeners that Susan Vesna's song is selected for our Goa Chill Out Zone, which hit number one on the iTunes charts last year in February. And this is going to be a 10th anniversary edition, folks. And Susan Vesna's song, Image of Your Face, is going to be on this album, our 10th anniversary Goa Chill Out Zone album. So, Susan, best of luck with that one.
Thank you so much, Oliver. I really appreciate it.
It was great talking to you, and I'm sure we're going to have you back on the show very soon.
Well, thank you so much. It was my pleasure to be talking with you.
We'll stay in touch. Ciao.
Ciao.
And in another place, we'll be. is Ness Cora, and you are listening to WOAFM 99 Radio Show. Stay tuned for my number one single on iTunes, Shelter Me, I Can't Breathe, from my upcoming album 2020 Review, right here on my favorite radio show.
Didn't yell freeze, the cop shot Bree, had her dying in her sleep. Yo, Jose, can you see a black man dying, still hearing him scream?
The red spots messed up again. Early on location to evict someone from their place of communication.
Can't breathe. Breonna Taylor, killer, still free. Yo, tell me, how can this be?
Like Nina Simone, we need less talk, more action. Say her name, hashtag her. It's fine time we realize that Black Lives Matter.
My country, tis a day.
For liberty, that's all I'm asking for you and for me. I'm asking that for him and for she. Everybody in the world, liberty. Yo, I'm tired, I can't breathe. Even with this mask on, I can't breathe. I'm contemplating if I should stay or leave. Yo, yo, cause I need liberty, right? Yeah, I need a shelter and that liberty. And I need you to give it to me. Yeah, 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 yeah. I need it now, liberty.
You rise above or you take a fall. I'm not so sure that I won't drown. Just pay attention to what you're told. Someday they'll let you in their fold. Once they throw you in, you're either swimming or you're sinking. And when they pull the plug, you'll ask yourself, what were you thinking? I'm gonna fuck, I can't go back. Gotta hold the line, cause I'm under attack. On the blink, was it worth it? A pawn in the game. They've got a patsy they can blame. Once they throw you in, you're either swimming or you're sinking. And when they pull the plug, you'll ask yourself, what were you thinking?
This is Clark Ford, and you're tuned to the WOAFM 99 radio show. I'll be live in conversation with Oliver Sean right here on the 21st of May, so stay tuned.
I fell in love on our first date. I couldn't help myself, even if I tried. We stayed up talking till sunrise. Then you held both my hands and looked deep into my eyes. In your eyes, the universe opened up to me. In your eyes, I could see we were meant to be. In your eyes, I saw beauty, unconditional love. In your eyes I saw heaven shining down from above. Your eyes saw right through me, but you didn't turn away. Instead you smiled at me and asked me to stay. No words can express what I was feeling when you took both my hands and looked deep into my eyes. Looking in your eyes, something melted in me. Looking in your eyes, I was swept out to sea. Saw right through me, but you didn't. possibility. In your eyes I can see my destiny. In your eyes I can see to the depths of your soul. In your eyes I realize I'm whole. In your eyes I see beauty, unconditional love. In your eyes I see heaven shining down from above. Your eyes see right through me, but you don't. Why did you run away like in a movie scene without any warning? Left me standing in the cold, in the dark and all alone, and it is pouring. Worried where you've gone, might catch you dead or cold, knowing what you're wearing. Not much I can do, maybe call home later on, see how you're faring. Times are hard, I gotta push away, keep on standing. Reach out for someone strong when I am low, try and get some understanding. Should be all about me if it gets me through, but I run away and I abandon you. Darkness is so alone, I'm broken bar lights and drunken phone calls and abandoned words in smoky halls, setting myself up for falling down. Falling to ground, falling down in this hole. Falling down, falling to ground, falling to this hole in my soul. Only ever moments away from falling down.
ran away. It's a movie scene and my eyes were pouring. Times are hard, you pushed away without any warning. Falling down, falling to ground, falling down is holding my soul. Falling down, falling to ground, falling to this hole in my soul. Only ever moments away from falling down.
Hi, this is Silent Stranger, and you're listening to WOA FM 99. I'll be in conversation with Oliver Sean right here on May 28th, so don't forget to drop on by.
Robbie loved to watch them as they strummed it in the show. He sat and watched without a sound, because he didn't know how to make the notes sing out loud. He wondered how it could be. So most of all, he'd like to get a guitar beneath the tree. He knew a guy who told him once, I've got an old guitar. It'll need some words, some brand new strings, but it can take you far.
Guitar